benefiting others is the nature of Buddhahood. So we need this omniscient wisdom. So you'll remember, because I teach this often, because I love it. If you want to write a note, you need a pen or a mobile phone. If you want to write a note, you need a pen. If you want a glass of ice cold water, you need a glass. If you want to benefit all living beings effortlessly every day, you need enlightenment. If you follow that logic, it makes attaining enlightenment very easy. Because when you want to write a note, you don't sit down going, I need a pen. You just lift one, because you actually need to write a note. The pen is almost jumps into your hand. It's barely even a thought. So if you want to drink, you're like, I need a glass of ice cold water. You need a glass. It's not like you have to like think, what do I need to do? I need to get something to hold the water. It's like when you understand and you have a deep wish, the thing that you need just comes. So that's why I love this explanation, because we tend to put our emphasis in the wrong place. We're like, I need a pen. And then we're like, why did I need a pen? What we really need is to use our mind in the most meaningful way, to develop a mind that is refuge for all living beings. How extraordinary. That's what Geshe-la's offering us. Create your mind into a mind that's a refuge for all living beings. That mind has to be completely free from all fault. All mistaken appearance has to have ceased. So therefore, if we really want to help our family, we really want to help others, we really can't bear the suffering in this world, we need this omniscient wisdom. So we beg, we shout and beg, please give me the light of your wisdom. So please think about this, because, you know, Geshe-la is an unequal teacher. And one of the methods for giving teachings is to teach by analogy. And analogies tend to touch our heart very easily if we give them some time. We have to think about them. So when you reach for anything today, because you've got a wish for something, and you just reach for whatever it is will fulfill that wish, like you lift the cup and pour the tea into it, keep remembering it's through the power of our wish to benefit each and every living being that enlightenment will come almost effortlessly, because it will be bestowed. Our guru will give us his profound view, because we want the suffering of all living beings to quickly cease. That's our main wish. Then, gathering the conditions together for his correct view, which is Buddha's correct view, Nagarjuna's correct view, Chandrakirti's correct view, to be gathered, will come, because we can't bear the suffering of all living beings. We want the suffering of living beings to cease. That depends upon gaining ultimate correct view, Buddha's ultimate view, according to highest yoga tantra.